everyone, and welcome back to the Friday Life Point Drivecast. My name is Corey, and it's great to be with you today. I serve as a teaching pastor for our Plain City campus, and I hope our time today is a blessing and encouragement to you. On Sunday, we continued in our series called Playlist, and in this series, we're looking at several different genres of the Psalms and what they teach us and how they communicate different feelings, failures, hopes, thoughts, emotions, and circumstances regarding the writer's situation. In doing so, it shows us that the Psalms have something for us regarding every season of life. And Psalm 42 and 43 is where we found ourselves this week, and those two chapters fall into the genre of a lament psalm. And a lament psalm is a song or a prayer given to God in times of trouble, pain, hurt, feeling distant from Him, or feeling abandoned. And the writer in Psalm 42 and 43 is definitely in one of those seasons. He's far away from home. He is far away from the temple where he worshiped God, far away from the people he worshiped with. It would be like us saying, hey, we're far away from church or worshiping with folks at church or singing at church. This is where the psalmist finds himself. But not only that, his enemies are pursuing him. His enemies are oppressing him and ridiculing him. And the psalmist describes how all of this has made him feel dejected and depressed. His emotions are all over the place, and he feels like God has abandoned him. And the result is that he is in a spiritually dry season. And I think one of the important things for us to see is just that spiritually dry seasons will come. And when they do, it doesn't always mean something is wrong with us. Sometimes God allows one of these seasons into our lives to grow us in our faith, and to grow us in our relationship with Him. And what I'd like to just spend just a few moments on is what to do when we spiritually walk through a drought, the desert, or a dry season. One of the biggest takeaways from the text this week that helps us during these times is found in the first two verses of chapter 42. The psalmist here writes, "As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God." Well, how does this help us during those spiritually dry seasons? Well, we've all been through difficult seasons of life, and when stuck in a dry season, what is heightened? Our thirst, right? And because we're worn out emotionally and mentally, spiritually, and even physically, it's really easy to turn to any number of things to quench our thirst. And many times we turn to things that promise to satisfy, but never really do. Things like pleasure, or people-pleasing, or entertainment, or various substances, money, or power. But that's not what the psalmist does, and in doing so, he gives us a wonderful application during seasons of drought. He finds the remedy for his thirst by turning to God. That when spiritually dry seasons come, we need to lean into a thirst that only God can satisfy. And to get there, we must see that we're not called to obey our thirst, we're called to choose our thirst, to direct it toward God. Listen to those first two verses again. He says, "My soul thirsts for you, God." And then he says, "My soul thirsts for you, the living God." That if we're to pick apart the rest of Psalm 42 and into 43, we'd find him echoing more of the same. He would say things like, my hope is in you, God. I shall praise you, God. My salvation is you, God. God, you're my rock. God, you're my refuge. I long to go to your altar, God. What a great lesson for us today. That when spiritually dry seasons come, we need to lean into a thirst that only God can satisfy. And to get there, we must see that we're not called to just obey our thirst and give it towards anything, but we're called to choose our thirst and direct it toward God. So as we close, let me ask this. What do you need today? What do you need to do today? Do you need to choose to aim your thirst in the direction of God? Like God says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. Today, do you need to pray for God to give you a greater thirst for him? You need to learn how to lean into him more. crying out to God, I believe, but help my unbelief? Or maybe today for you, it's turning to God through faith in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, drinking in the free gift of eternal life. Jesus says to us, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty, the things of this world. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. Let me pray for us today. Heavenly Father, thank you that you desire for us to come to you in times of lament and times of spiritual dryness. Remind us that you can handle all of our emotions, all of our questions, our doubts, and our struggles. God, you are faithful and steady and unwavering even when we are not. So we praise you for that. Help us to turn to you today, to lean into you, the only one who can satisfy and quench our thirst when we need it the most. Lord, help us to choose to aim our thirst at you and you alone. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.